Relativity today. Today is December 10th, 2019. Shalom. 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 Greetings. This is Juliana. We are the Arcturians. We know that it is important to keep the highest vibrational light throughout the world, throughout the planet, and also that we focus on providing higher consciousness to the United States, Canada, and Mexico during this exercise. There is a darker force throughout these lands. This darker force is in part due to dense energy and also due to what I would call criminal activity. We all are aware of the extreme criminality from the drug cartels in Mexico, and also how that has been spilled over into the United States and even parts of Canada. And we are aware of great economic disparities and feelings of desperation among many impoverished people. I, Giuliano, say, let us call for a higher consciousness to the United States, and let this higher consciousness activate awakenings among starseeds. Let it activate awakenings among all peoples, as there is a need for higher unity consciousness, a need for brotherhood and sisterhood, a need for the establishment of a holographic light field around these countries so that unity, balance, harmony, and peace, and most important, nurturing for the planet, nurturing for bringing forth a healing of Mother Earth. We all can say that the key to healing the Earth is to heal the spirit of humanity. The key to healing the Earth is to heal the spirit of the United States, which in many ways is a broken country. It is a broken country spiritually. And this can be said of Mexico. Perhaps Canada is more intact spiritually, but it is affected by its neighbor to the south. So in this exercise, I call on the etheric crystal at Mount Shasta to be raised. And I call on the spirit, the crystal at the Copper Canyon, to be raised. And also in other areas of higher light throughout the United States. Oh. I bring down my starship Athena over these three countries, and I establish a golden halo of light around these countries, and let there be a golden harmonic halo around the United States. Let us see this halo bringing forth spirituality of the highest form. Let us see that there be a raising of the spiritual light quotient of all peoples living in the United States, and that there is a new feeling of brotherhood and sisterhood for all peoples, including all the native peoples that are living in the United States, and including all peoples of different faith, different religions, and even different countries. This golden halo of light is like a nurturing activation of light, of energy, of higher consciousness. And as this golden halo of light fills the entire borders, north, south, east, and west, let there be an activation of all unawakened starseeds. For the time for activation is now. The time for awakening is now. The time for uniting in the brotherhood and sisterhood is now. And as this golden halo fills the borders of the United States, let the golden halo travel southward down to Mexico, beautiful ancestral land filled with many beautiful wonders, including the Copper Canyon and home of the ancient Mayans, home of great civilizations throughout its land. And let this golden energy of light travel throughout the land of Mexico, uniting people and neutralizing violence, neutralizing density, neutralizing criminality throughout the borders of Mexico. And let us now travel northward to Canada, and let us see the golden light of brotherhood, sisterhood. Let us see the golden light of higher consciousness. Let us see the golden light of nurturing of the earth and of providing a bond of brotherhood and sisterhood throughout all of Canada. Let us see this golden light seeping into all of the consciousnesses of the inhabitants of this great land. So as we do this biorelativity exercise, visualize the golden harmonic light filling all three of these countries to the best of your ability. We will go into meditation. Remember, in order for the environment in these countries to heal, the spirits of the humanity in these three countries needs to heal. And let the etheric crystal at Lake Moraine in near Banff also be raised, so that we are transmitting the highest frequency of balance and harmony and activation. The three etheric crystals at Lake Moraine, Mount Shasta, and Copper Canyon are transmitting high fifth dimensional light. We'll return to meditation. As we're meditating, using this golden light, using the three etheric crystals, transmitting the high frequencies of fifth dimensional light, visualize also a beautiful protective shield around the United States, around Canada, and around Mexico. And let this shield travel throughout all countries so that any cosmic intrusions from any source, whether they be interplanetary, solar, or extrasolar, let there be a protective shield placed now that will help to repel or neutralize any interplanetary intrusions energetically that are of lower or harmful vibrations. Again, we will return to this meditation and focus. Higher golden light has been now emplaced, embedded in the etheric energy fields of these three countries. Protective shielding has been placed, and there has been also an activation energies downloaded within the golden light, so that as many young star seeds as possible, as many star seeds as possible, can be awakened and activated. And let the spirits and the spiritualities of these countries be healed, so that a new awareness of planetary healing and the necessity for planetary healing will permeate all consciousnesses of the leaders of these countries. We are at a turning point, and we are at a crisis and a great need for a healing for all peoples, and all lands shall come forth now. In our final part of this meditation, visualize again and see the three etheric crystals, and see the screens, a white screen on each crystal, at Lake Moraine, at Mount Shasta, and at Copper Canyon. And emblazon on the white screen the term planetary healing. For we want this term and this concept to be activated in the newest sphere, in the subconscious, in the consciousness of all peoples, especially the leaders of these countries. Planetary healing. Let us focus again on the screen and these words. Planetary healing. And so it is. The words are emblazoned on the screen and now are downloaded into the newest spheres of all of these countries. Now. And as we conclude our efforts, we say a special prayer and blessing to the country of New Zealand, which has just experienced a tragedy from the volcanic eruption. And we send our blessings and golden light to Australia, which is still suffering from extreme dryness, drought, and fires. Let the rains and moisture come to Australia as soon as possible. And again, I focus on the great Statue of Liberty in New York as a symbol of great brotherhood and of a higher spiritual consciousness that is responsible for the great upliftment that the United States has provided to all of the lands. And may the Statue of Liberty continue to raise to the highest level the spiritual light quotient of the United States. The etheric crystals return to the lands. The golden light remains powerfully downloaded throughout these lands. And so it shall be. A great healing of spirit and a planetary healing. I am Giuliano. Good day.